This is TDN Network Radio News for Thursday, August 28, 2014, in association with CHRY 105.5 FM Radio in Toronto, Canada. I'm your presenter, Nicole Bennett. In the headlines, former Florida-based Trayvon Martin lawyer set to support the family of a prisoner killed in Jamaican police custody. Trinidad Prime Minister Kamla Poussard-Bissessar led her coalition government's fight for support of a controversial amendment to the country's constitution as hundreds of citizens protested outside parliament, and the IMF says Grenada still faces tremendous economic challenges. And now for the details. The Florida-based attorney who represented the family of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, who was shot and killed by a Neighborhood Watch volunteer in 2012, is providing support to a family of a Jamaican national who died in police custody earlier this month. Jasmine Rand will be joining prominent U.S. civil rights lawyer Benjamin Crump in providing support to the legal team representing the family of Mario Dean, age 31, who died in hospital in the western city of Montego Bay after being beaten at the Barnett Street Police Station, where he was being held for possession of marijuana. Crump currently represents the family of Michael Brown, age 18, whose fatal shooting by a Missouri police officer has ignited violent protests in the town of Ferguson and controversy across the U.S. Six police Jamaican officers have been arrested and suspended with immediate effect following a probe by the Inspectorate of Constabulary into the circumstances surrounding Dean's death on August 3rd. Bahamian Prime Minister Perry Christie says his administration will discuss new initiatives to deal with criminal activities in the Bahamas after gunmen shot and killed his press secretary, Latour Mackey, on Monday. Mackey, the former deputy director of the Bahamas Information Service, was shot multiple times in his government-registered vehicle, and police are working on a theory that an argument inside a nearby club may have led to his death. Prime Minister Christie also said that the spate of killings and crime peaked on his return to the country over the weekend, where he was informed by the commissioner of police that it was a very heavy weekend, meaning that there were shootings and killings, and that in itself was distressing to him. He also indicated that he would be meeting with law enforcement officials during the coming days that could lead to new strategies to deal with the crime situation. The Grenada Senate has given the nod to legislation governing casino gambling on the island that the government said would further enhance the vital tourism industry. The Senate followed the lower house that earlier this month unanimously approved the legislation that would provide certain guidelines for casino gambling in Grenada. Two legislators abstained, and one voted against the measure in the Senate. Labour Representative Raymond Roberts and Parliamentary Secretary in the Office of the Prime Minister, Winston Garraway, a pastor, abstained. While Garraway did not give a reason for his vote, Roberts told legislators that there is not a consensus regarding the legalization of casino gambling among the labour movement, even though it is aware of the job opportunities as a result of the construction of new hotels. The legislation makes it an offense for Grenadians to participate in gambling. Only hotels with more than 300 rooms can apply for a license to offer casino gaming as part of its entertainment package, and the casino facility must be on the same compound with the hotel. Trinidad Prime Minister Kamla Poussard-Bissessar on Tuesday led her coalition government's fight for support of a controversial amendment to the Trinidad and Tobago Constitution in the Senate, as hundreds of citizens protested outside the Parliament building. Armed police watched as the protesters, representing the two main political parties, civic organizations, trade unions, and others, paraded peacefully around the building, calling on the independent senators to vote against the measure. The coalition government needs at least one of the nine independent senators to support the legislation that allows for two consecutive terms for the Prime Minister, the right to recall legislators, and perhaps the most contentious, the need for a runoff vote in the event that a candidate fails to acquire 50% of the votes cast in a general election. The government said the legislation was influenced by the recommendations coming out of the 21 public consultations held by the Constitution Reform Commission, chaired by Legal Affairs Minister Prakash Ramadar. China has promised aid to Caribbean community countries in a number of areas, including adapting to climate change, energy, education, and tourism. Antigua and Barbuda's Prime Minister Gaston Brown, who is on an official visit to the Asian country, met with his Chinese counterpart, Premier Li, and both men promised to seek more common ground in economic cooperation and broader mutual support on international affairs. According to officials with knowledge of the meeting, the two leaders agreed to expand cooperation in clean energy, agriculture, tourism, education, and healthcare. Premier Li said China will also help in the construction of highways, airports, and ports in Antigua and Barbuda. China will also provide financial aid, goods, and no-interest loans to Antigua and Barbuda, which has been struggling since the 2008 financial crisis and is facing a $1 billion debt that is almost equivalent to its annual gross domestic product. Brown, who is making his first official visit to China since he came to power following the June 12th general election, said relations with China are central to his country's foreign policy and that his visit there underscores the importance of that relationship. And finally, an International Monetary Fund delegation on Wednesday ended a 10-day visit to Grenada, warning that the local economy continues to face significant challenges from high unemployment, a large debt overhang, and balance sheets weakened by impaired loans. The IMF team, headed by Aliona Sebotare, the fund's mission chief for Grenada, was conducting the first review of Grenada's IMF-sponsored US$21.7 million program under the extended credit facility that was approved in June this year. During their visit there, the IMF delegation, which was accompanied by representatives from the Barbados-based Caribbean Development Bank, the World Bank, and the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank, met with Prime Minister Dr. Keith Mitchell, senior government ministers, as well as representatives from the private sector and civil society. They also held talks with the Monitoring Committee for the Homegrown Program. Consideration of the first review of Grenada's IMF-supported program could take place in November, and upon approval, about $3 million would be made available to Grenada. This has been TDN Network Radio News for today, Thursday, August 28, 2014. You can catch TDN Radio News every Thursday during Experience Creole on CHRY 105.5 FM Radio in Toronto, Canada. And stay tuned to TDN Radio for more news from Dominica, the region, and across the globe. You can visit us at www.thedominican.net. And to find out more about TDN Radio, visit www.tdnnetwork.com. I'm your presenter, Nicole Bennett. Thank you so much for listening.